This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, and man, we've been waiting for this one. This kind of kicks it all off for college football, the ACC kickoff up in Charlotte. We're joined this morning by the head coach for the Miami Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Joe, good morning. Ready to roll, man.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be fun. This kind of gets it all going. Coach, before we get into everything, a lot of talk about 16-team playoff, the NIL, the new salary cap. First of all, I want to get your take on expanding this thing another four teams. Would you be for it or against it?
As long as it's fair, right? As long as it's settled on the field as much as it could possibly settle on the field, I'm all for it. Automatic qualifier stuff, I'm not for. Like, if you automatically stink, should you be allowed in because it's a rule? No. So I think it's always great to expand. There's a lot of great football teams, and a lot of teams get better as the year goes on. So allowing people the opportunity to play themselves into the playoffs would be a great thing.
There's been so much talk about a salary cap. They threw out that $20.5 million for the whole sports program. What are your thoughts on that? I already heard Lane Kiffin saying already our whole conference is over it. It's a joke. What do you think?
Well, I just think everybody just still wants some form of consistency, continuity, clarity, and we're not there yet. So, again, it's adapt or die. So to comment on it without, you know, everything being completely settled from an information and a rule standpoint, I mean, in the meantime, just fight your butt off, do the best you can by your program, by your players, by your people, and let's see where the powers that be settle on it. But there's a lot of work to be done, let's just say that.
Yeah, well, by the way, for a guy that when he's not coaching is recruiting, and it seems to never stop, I appreciate that coming from you. August 31st, Notre Dame. My gosh, man, we feel like we're a little more than a month away from this thing kicking off. What are your thoughts on opening against Notre Dame, what used to be such a great rivalry with the Canes?
Well, I think everybody knows it and feels it, right? I mean, it's been talked about for a long, long time. And, you know, there's going to be a day and a time where we start really focusing and talking about that game and the opponents. But, brother, right now it's about getting in a training camp and establishing ourselves and our culture and making it better and elevating our standards and mastering our systems and just making our team more callous and more unified so that we can play our best football and win.
All right, so everybody asked me. I'm sure you get asked all the time, or your wife does. Carson Beck, how's he doing?
Carson Beck has done an outstanding job since the moment he arrived at Miami. Obviously, in spring ball, he was limited and didn't get to do much. But within a week and a half to two after spring ball, once the summer started, he's been full go and completely cleared and has participated fully in everything we have done. So extremely intelligent, tremendous competitor, super high football IQ, accurate arm, strong legs, strong runner, great human being, man. And we feel like we're getting the best version of Carson Beck.
Mario, everybody's talked so much about him. He's coming from a great program in Georgia where he's 24-3. He leaves. He comes here. He's been injured. He's just I don't know if he always gets treated fairly or not. I don't know your thoughts on how you feel about it. Have you talked to him about all the things and potentially what he's stepping into with the University of Miami?
You know, you always talk about everything you can to make sure that the head and the mind are clear. But quite honestly, Joe, like, we don't really care about that. I mean, you played the game. You know, you really couldn't care any less about anything said on the outside, you know, outside the walls of the program. I mean, here's a guy that's really motivated, that's won a ton of games, and let's call it what it is. Last year at this time, Carson Beck was the projected number one quarterback in the draft, and Cam Ward was the fifth round, you know,
right,
projection. So,
right,
like, a lot of things could happen, and they only happen if you focus on doing the things you need to do to be successful and impacting those around you. And Carson is 100% focused on making Miami better.
Mario, you really made it obvious to really take care of a problem. And if you saw it, you really hit the transfer portal hard, especially defensively. Now, you did it across the board, but to really take care of the secondary and upgrade some spots. I want to ask you about Corey Heatherman, your defensive coordinator, connected to all this stuff. What's going to be different besides upgrading the talent that you would like to see from your defense that maybe didn't happen a year ago? What would be some of the things?
No doubt. It's not just about the talent, right? It's about the demeanor of that side of the ball, and it's really getting that side of the ball and the offensive side of the ball and special teams to play together, right, to play complementary football. But it starts up front and the use of personnel, and we feel that we have a really good front seven, and we feel that what Coach Heatherman does from a schematic standpoint, from just I would say philosophically, what he does from being aggressive, from forcing turnovers, putting pressure on the offense, making quarterbacks uncomfortable, really just making sure that tendencies aren't just honed in on. A guy that can really mix it up and make it difficult for the offense while at the same time not compromising the physicality necessary to play great defense.
Mario, you've done a great job with the recruiting and developing guys, and at the same time, the transfer portal kind of helps to keep you elite with some of the guys you've added. Do you get a pretty good feel? Some of them you haven't seen on the field yet that were late transfer portal guys you got after spring. You got a pretty good idea where everybody kind of fits in when summer camp starts here real soon?
We have a good idea going in, but we certainly want to make it – we want to evaluate performance every single day. I mean, that's the big thing, right? Guys have a chance every single day to improve, and you called it. We had to really revamp the secondary. We did not do a good enough job recruiting quality players and depth at that position. And, you know, we gave ourselves a chance to get some guys that could come on in and make an impact right away. So, overall, yeah, it's an exciting time, and there's a ton of momentum because not only those guys, but the incoming freshman class, as well as all the guys that we have been developing for the past 2 and 3 years. It's a great mix. In a way, similar to last year, where there was a really, really good mix, we just feel we have stronger depth at those positions this year.
I'm guessing you don't have to motivate a lot of guys that first day of practice when you put on those pads, knowing what you're looking at with Notre Dame and Florida not too far behind. What a hell of a start for a home schedule.
Well, I mean, there's games in between there too now. You know, we play good opponents the whole way through, but again, none of that, you know, is really comes to the success or you know, the way you want it to work out, unless you really are focused on making sure that you're mastering your systems, that you're getting in the best shape you could possibly get, and that you're working on technique, fundamentals, and culture, man. You know, and it's got to be that. When you go to camp, training camp is training camp. And it's Miami versus Miami until it's Miami versus somebody else.
How do you feel about line of scrimmage on both sides? Offensive line, I think most people have it as ranked as one of the top offensive lines in college football. How do you feel about your defensive line, inside and out?
I feel just as confident on the other side of the ball as well, because we have depth, we have versatility, we've got powerful guys, we've got guys that can knock people back and stop the run, and guys that could affect the quarterback. And again, when you have versatility and you can move some guys around and make it more difficult for an offense to get a beat on what you're doing, I think it's a tremendous bonus. And now, you know, we do have our linebackers are bigger. We've added more depth there as well. And you want those guys playing fast and free. And the key to those guys playing fast and free are the big dudes up front.
Mario, you got a lot of guys to replace. I don't need to tell you, but through the wide receiver position, you also had one of the top tight ends in the business. I'm just curious, as you look at this thing, what do you like and have you seen so far from your transfer portal as well as some of your young guys at the wide receiver position?
Confident in both those positions, not only from acquiring talent, but their development. Some of the guys that have been here and some of the guys that just arrived, they have proven in practice that they are worthy, that they can make the necessary plays, that they can make adjustments on the run, and that they are physically and mentally tough enough to handle what we do and how we do it. So now it's time to put it, you know, it's not time yet. Let me know.
It's close, though.
But, yeah, in 5+ weeks, you know, we feel confident they're going to be in a position where they can be successful at a really, really high rate.
I hate to do this. Got to ask you about one guy because I get asked about a lot up in Broward County. Malachi Toney, what'd you think? Did he surprise you a little bit on the impact he had right away as a receiver coming in as a guy that should have still been in high school?
Yeah, he sure did. He's a special talent, special young man, awesome family, and has really made some impressive plays and has shown some maturity that you don't often see from a guy his age, a guy that's going to get there at, you know, early in the morning and do a ton of work on the jugs and stay after and do a ton of more work in his route running, and also a guy that recognizes that he has a ton to work on, you know, so a lot of promise there, really excited about what he's going to be, what he's going to do, and sooner than later. And at the same time, a guy that understands that in this industry, you better always be getting better, because if you're not, someone's going to get you. So he's got the right mentality. He's got the right type of, I would say, just drive and determination. So we're excited about him.
Hey, Mario, I just feel like overall this team, last year it was Cam Ward-driven in the passing game with a good running game as well, but just we're going to outscore people, and it just seemed like every game was either had to come back or it was a tight game in the fourth. I feel this group, unless I'm off, seems a lot more balanced, like you can run the ball. Defensively, you're going to be a lot better and not put so much pressure on the passing game. Do you feel that way, and would that be your goal?
Well, I think every year it's almost nowadays with the amount of turnover in college football, you're almost coaching a one-year team, right? And so, yeah, we threw the ball really well last year, but we also got to call it what it is. We were number 4 in the country in yards per carry. So when we pounded the ball, we were, you know, we were a high level. And the RPO world, sometimes the ball is spit out there when it could also be handed off. And you're never going to handcuff a great player like Cam Ward. You're not going to do that. But that was a really, really balanced offense, okay? And then defensively, that's the obvious, right? We certainly took a downhill turn, and we certainly didn't recover, you know? And addressing that is both. It's both personnel, and it's coaching, and it's technique, and it's fundamentals, and it's culture, and our expectation and our work has been geared towards bringing both sides together to play at a really, really high level. So we that part has to be different. Offensively, I think every year you're going to be a little bit or somewhat different, but it doesn't matter to us. If you throw for 500 and run for 1 yard or the vice versa, and you win the game 43-42 or 6-4, whatever it may be, yeah, you're going to take that W. So I do feel like we have more balance because we have more experience, depth, and it's a great blend of both high school, all three high school players, portal players with multiple years, and some guys that are here for a year.
I saw the rankings on offensive lines, one of the best in the country, and no surprise, including Francis Maui Noah, who's up there with you. We'll talk to in a few minutes from now.
Yeah, he just ate half the buffet in there himself.
That's okay. Whatever it takes for that guy, that's fine. Eat as much as you want. This offensive line, you had a real good one a year ago. You feel like this one's got, besides what's coming back, and there are a lot of pieces coming back, has a chance to be even better?
I do. I'm going to say that every single year, wherever we're at. I think you know Coach Mirabal really well, and the time invested in developing the trenches. And anytime you have an offensive line that can perform at a high level, you're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. And we feel like we are going to be able to field an offensive line that could play 8 to 10 guys and maybe even more of winning football. We're going to find out during camp. You know, we cross-train everybody, so everybody's getting reps on the other side as well, and we have multiple guys taking reps at center. But we're big, we're physical, our strength room numbers have been off the charts, and it's a hungry-driven group. And they know that we are led by the trenches, both the defensive line and the offensive line.
Mario, thank you so much, man. I know you got a busy day. I really appreciate you kicking everything off with us this morning, and can't wait to get this thing started. And before you know it, it'll be the end of next month, and we'll be talking about that Notre Dame games. Thank you so much, Coach.
Joe, are you wearing helmets, helmet and shoulder pads for our first practice? I heard something of that nature.
I'll do whatever you need me to do, but don't let any of those big guys hit me. That's all I ask, because I will break.
We'll spend extra time getting you stretched out, man. You'll
okay.
be all right.
Good.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you, man. Go Canes.
Thanks, Coach. All right, Mario Cristobal joining us here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, as we're going to hear from Carson Beck and Francis Maui Noah, right tackle and quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes. When we come back, we'll talk about that. But first, do want to take a second this morning and tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T is nothing to mess with. And I got to tell you, if your energy level's not where it used to be and your sex drive is way down, it's normal. It happens to every guy. Some guys, it happens to in their late 30s, early 40s, 50s, about half the men in their 50s. Hey, bottom line is, it's going to happen to every guy out there. The question is, what are you going to do about it? That's the only question. I know what I did about it, and I had full-blown everything, man. Whatever it was, I had it. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you so much, because you really do make a difference, man. You talk about knocking out ED and low T. You get your testing done, the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals. You go through everything. They put you on a program that's perfect for you to get great results. It's a safe way. It's the right way to get just the best out of the program. And Atlantic Men's Clinic is fantastic. I have nothing but great things to say about it, and I know you'll feel that same way. First of all, 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. The most important meeting you could set up, appointment, is the first one. 877-455-7300. Find one near you. The Hollywood one is the 7th location we have now in South Florida. You'll meet with their professionals, get all that testing done, and then you decide, but you're going to get great results right away. There'd be no reason not to do it. Go to AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Thank you, Atlantic Men's Clinic, for being unbelievable. I couldn't believe just how great the results were.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back. As we told you, 8 o'clock hour is going to be a University of Miami hour, the ACC kickoff in Charlotte. I want to thank Mario for coming on and spending some time with us. Carson Beck, quarterback of the Miami Hurricanes, and his right tackle, Francis Maui Noah, joined us this morning. Fellas, thank you so much, man. How you doing?
Doing good.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Hey, let's get to the good stuff. How good was the buffet downstairs? I used to hit that bad boy twice, not once, but I had to go back a second time. How was it?
I'm not really a breakfast guy, but, I mean, it hit. I see exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. I got you. That's good. Hey, Carson, I really haven't had a chance to talk to you. I know you've been through a long off season and stuff. First of all, I know fans want to know, how are you feeling? Are you 100%?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. I've been 100% for a while now, just, you know, throughout the summer workouts, getting with the guys, really trying to build this chemistry with the receivers, watching film out on the field, getting extra throws, routes, all that type of stuff. So, nah, man, I'm feeling really good.
Hey, Carson, just to follow up to that, too. I mean, you come from Georgia, you're 24-3, you throw for a ton of yards, more than almost 7,500 yards. All the talk about you, do you block everything out, everything? Because, you know, everybody's got an opinion on you and you're going to Miami, and that doesn't help the whole situation because everybody loves to hate on Miami. So what's that been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's entitled to an opinion at the end of the day, and all I really can do is just go in, work every single day, you know, try to get better with not only myself but with my teammates, start building those relationships and continue to try to lead this team, you know, as a new player. But, you know, as we go into fall camp, man, I'm really excited to just get in there with the guys, start competing, and then ultimately, you know, have a great season.
Yeah, no, and I got more I want to ask you, but I got to ask you about one of the best linemen in the country on one of the best offensive lines in the country, and Francis, I think this offensive line got a chance to be, and last year's was unbelievable, even better this year. Do you feel like that, especially the guy playing next to you coming back in Cooper and looked like he had a really good spring?
Oh, yeah. With Coach Maribel, I mean, every year is going to be a good year. I mean, this guy will drive you everywhere you go. And to be able to come back with Inez Cooper and some of the other linemen, Markel Bell, we got James Brockemeyer up there, Matt McCoy, and Ryan Rodriguez. I mean, it's awesome, man. We get to do this thing again.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you about that 6'9", 340. He's one of the biggest human beings. You know, it's one thing to be out there when you guys are doing – that's one of the biggest men I've ever seen. That man is between a power forward and a center in the NBA, and he is long, and he just looks like he's getting better and better.
Yeah, this guy will – drive every day. You know, he's a beast. He works hard. His work ethic is extremely high, and he's earned his spot. I mean, he's been working and working every day.
And you know, Francis, I was glad with you and Carson here. The running game looks like, especially with the guys running from last year, Lyle and Fletcher, that it doesn't have to just be about the pass. And Carson obviously can do that with his guys, but that running game should really be special again, don't you think?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. The running game. I mean, our O lineman works on the motto that we run the ball. If we can run the ball, we can pass the ball.
Yeah.
If we have a running game, we can pass the ball. And that's some sort of our mindset on the O-line.
Francis, I got to tell you a funny story. I've never told you because I haven't seen you. So we're getting ready for the Dolphin game, and we're on the road, and we're watching UM, and you pull out, and you take a guy down the field, and you body slam him, and they called you called a penalty. And everybody's going, that might be the greatest penalty of all time, because all the guys are standing next to us are going, I don't know about college football, but that's a damn good block in the NFL. And so we were all getting a good laugh. I don't know, down the field you had pulled out in front, and some dude ended up on his head, man. And it was I had to tell you, we were all getting a good laugh of having a cold beer and watching you play. So that was a funny moment. Hey, Carson, speaking of weapons, all brand new guys. You got Trader and Daniels and Johnson and some young guys in the slot. How do you feel about this group of guys? A lot of them haven't put up big numbers, but guys that coming from different programs, what's your take on this group and how good they can be?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm really, really excited. Obviously, the work that we've been able to put in over the summer since I've been able to start throwing again has been really good. I think the thing that I'm most excited about is the mindset and mentality of each one of these guys, even the younger guys. Obviously, you get like a glue guy from LSU and CJ, where he's, you know, a veteran guy that has played a lot of football and has a lot of experience. But these younger guys, man, their mentality that they've come in with and their ability to learn and adapt very fast and on the fly is very impressive. And I'm very excited to continue to work with them as the season goes on and as we go into fall camp. I think it'll be a really pivotal moment for us as we start to head into our first game.
Carson, I just think having you at quarterback and all the big games you've played in the last couple of years really, really helped you to get ready and this offense to get ready for this first game against Notre Dame. Do you feel that way with your experience? You've already played in some big games.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, as the years go on, right, I look back to my freshman year of college, and then you go to the second year, the third year, right? And as each year goes on, you know, you get better and better, and you get more accumulated reps. And some of those defenses that I was going up against in practice at Georgia, and then, I mean, some of the best defenses ever put together in college, and then you throw in the big games that I've played in. I think there's a lot of experience there that, you know, I can really bring to the table and really help out this team with. So, no, man, I'm really excited, and, you know, I'm excited for what I'm able to bring to the table for this team.
Carson, Shannon Dawson, what have you seen in him that made you – that obviously had to be part of your decision who your offensive coordinator was going to be. What have you seen from Shannon Dawson being around him?
Yeah, he's very calm, cool, and collected, which I love about him. Very good at just, like, being able to connect with me. That's what I've really been able to realize since the very jump whenever I got here in January is, you know, his understanding and his ability to teach and kind of explain what he's trying to do as an offensive coordinator. Obviously, we haven't been able to actually play a game as he's OC, I'm the quarterback yet, but it's something that I'm really looking forward to. Just going back and watching all the film from the games last year, right, and what he was able to do with Cam in the offense last year. So very excited to, you know, have him as my OC and, you know, continue to learn and, you know, build under him.
Carson, I was wondering, I know Cam's been around a lot. You spend any time with him, the first overall pick in the draft? Have you had a chance to talk to him at all?
No, not really. So when he came back for his pro day was really the first time that I had ever met him. We really didn't talk much, but I mean, obviously with, you know, him just getting drafted and going to the tight ends, and I'm sure he's been super busy and, you know, very excited for him. I don't know him much, but very proud of him and, you know, what he's been able to do. It's very inspiring and, you know, something that hopefully I'm able to, you know, replicate.
You know, I get asked this all the time, you know, to ask you all these questions. I love this stuff, Carson. The talent matchup from what you had at Georgia compared to potentially what you have this year, does it match up pretty well when you look at what you have to work with offensively?
You know, whenever I was at Georgia, I mean, obviously I was there for a very, very long time, it feels. But, I mean, from the coaches to the players that we had, you know, we always had a lot of talent, and it was always a lot of fun, you know, working with those guys and grinding with those guys. And now coming to Miami, it's the same thing. I mean, there's so much talent in the with the coaches and the players just all around the board. And from what I've been able to pick up, man, is these dudes just go to work. And it's been very exciting to, you know, be accepted into the culture in Miami. And not only that, but really build relationships and get around these guys more and more this offseason. As the coaches are gone in July most of the time. And, you know, we have a lot of player-led practices and things of that sort. So being able to just spend more time around the guys and then ultimately build those relationships is something that I'm really excited about. But, I mean, there's talent all across the board that I'm really excited to play with.
Yeah, no, good stuff. Hey, Francis, I got to ask you, man. Here we go, year three. You're considered to be maybe the best right tackle in college football. What do you work on at this point? You've done it all. What kind of things can you do to add on to everything you've done the first couple of years?
I mean, for me, it's just keep working at your everything. I mean, there's a saying that practice makes improvement, not perfect. So if I can improve every day on my craft, that's all I need.
Yeah, so I got to ask you because I hear different sizes. Can you give me an official size and weight of what I'm looking at that's real and not all the different? Do you mind doing that as a big guy? Can you share that with me?
Yeah, for sure. Someday it's going to be out there. I'm 6 foot six at 335.
All right, I like that. That's a good – I'll tell you what, I feel very safe. You know what? I'm guessing your quarterback right there feeling pretty good about you two guys at the
absolutely.
at the end.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys.
Yeah, before he came in, I actually texted him this, but before he got to Miami, I texted him that I'm very, very grateful to be able to work with him, and I'm not going to let anybody touch him.
Yeah. Hey, well, you're not too far off when you say that. There was a lot of time to throw the ball last year. That nobody would question that when you look at those highlights. It's okay, too, man. That's great. Hey, Carson and Francis, I can't thank you guys enough, man, for finding some time. I hope I get a chance out at practice to spend some time with you guys. Good luck with everything. It's going to be starting right around the corner. Enjoy your day at the ACC kickoff.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Carson Beck and Francis Maui-Noah, quarterback and right tackle for the Miami Hurricanes. We got more stuff to get to, man. We're just getting started here. We got a couple more guys on the defensive side of the ball. Akeem Mezidor and Wesley Bassaint will join us when we come back. But first, before we do, hey, time to protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. You betcha. It's hurricane season. What are you waiting for? You got an old leaky roof? Replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing material with lifetime warranty, plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per window per month. Installed. Don't wait for the storm. You don't have to wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Or you can call 954-500-LOCK. I want to let you know they got a professional staff standing by to answer all your questions you might have. Get the process started. Right now you got a leaky roof or you've been thinking about upgrading those windows and doors. Hey, no better way to go in South Florida than Loctite Impact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS, Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, I got to tell you, man, this has been a special hour, and we are not done. Going right back up to the ACC kickoff in Charlotte, where the University of Miami is kicking off the ACC coverage up there. We're joined on the defensive side of the ball now, Akeem Mezidor, defensive end, and Wesley Bissaint, linebacker out of Miami Central High School, joins us this morning. Akeem, Wesley, thank you guys so much. How you guys doing so far?
Doing great. Thank you for having us.
Doing good, man.
No, hey, listen, you know the big question. Everybody wants to know what's different about the defense from a year ago. Corey Heatherman takes over as defensive coordinator. What did you see in spring that you like that looks different and feels different to you guys?
Well, Coach Heatherman is a great guy, great coach. He has an aggressive approach, so you know, we're just trying to learn this defense, come together as a team, learn how to communicate with each other, play hard, trust in each other, and play the best defense we can.
You know, it's funny you said that, because obviously you want to make mental mistakes. You do want to stay aggressive, but you want to make sure everybody's on the same page. How hard is it to adjust from one system and then go to another? Is it going to take more time, or you felt like spring took care of a lot of it?
Well, personally for me, I've adjusted to it because I've been around a bunch of different defensive coordinators. You know, I transferred from West Virginia, so I've been around three different defensive coordinators, and adjusting isn't very difficult. I like to think of myself as a smart football player, so really getting in my book and knowing what I have to do doesn't come hard to me.
Wesley, how about for you, the new system?
I've had three different DCs, so I don't feel like it's a big issue. It's just about getting in your playbook and knowing your job, man, and going out there and executing. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, so the front seven, everybody's been pretty excited about what you have coming back, as well as what you've hit in the transfer portal. You ever look around when you guys are going through the end of spring or out there working out together going, hey, guys, damn, we got a chance. This is a pretty good group, the front seven. You feel that way?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yeah, definitely. I know I look around and I'm like, wow, we have a completely new team, it feels like, because we got a bunch of new faces. But after spring ball, after these summer workouts, we're really confident about what we have.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you, Akeem, while we're talking here. Jason Taylor looks like he's intense when he gets up in the morning till he goes to bed. Is he the way he coaches? Did it surprise you, his style of coaching, for a guy that's been a Hall of Famer and played at the level he did? Has it surprised you on how intense he is every day?
Not necessarily. He can get intense, but for the most part, he's a pretty calm guy. You know, JT played a ton of years in the league, Hall of Famer. He's been around it all. So he likes to treat his guys like professionals. Obviously, if you abuse that power, then he'll get serious. But he's pretty laid back up until we get on the field. And once we're on the practice field, he turns it up.
Hey, I always wonder, for you guys that have been around the program, both of you now, as a transfer and as a guy that was recruited here and came here right out of high school, give me a couple of guys that you noticed on the defense and went, damn, this dude's going to help us, man, when this thing starts up against Notre Dame. This dude can play. You got a couple of teasers. We call them teaser names. Give me a couple, if you would.
I feel like in my group, I feel like we have Muhammad Tor. I feel like he's going to step up big time. We have guys like Kamal Bonner that's going to step up. Just came in from NC State. And I feel like we got Hopo Aguirre that come in and play. I feel like we got a lot of weapons, as well as Reuben Bain, as you know. I feel like we got a lot of key pieces. And I feel like we're going to go out and we're just going to make plays and do what we do best.
Yeah.
Just play football, baby.
Akeem, how about on that defensive line? Anybody that you had a chance to kind of sit back and watch and go, okay, that guy got a lot friggin' better?
Well, guys like Armando Blunt. Armando's about to be a sophomore, and if you're looking for a guy that's going to run to that ball and just has maximum effort, he'll pop out on film. That's guys like that. And then new guys we got coming in, or we just had come in, guys like Ethan O'Connor, who make plays, and he's going to let you know he made the play. We got a bunch of new additions. I love our defense. I love what we got, and I'm excited to show the world what we got.
Yeah. Hey, so you guys know about the secondary. You know, they took a pretty good beating last year and weren't making plays on the ball. You got a lot of new faces back there and changing some things around. You feel better? Obviously, the front seven can do so much, but the back end's got to do their part too. Do you feel better about the group of guys, including a whole bunch of new transfers coming in?
Yeah, I feel confident about what we have.
Most definitely.
Obviously, everybody has to do their job. Everybody has to do their 1/11th, but that's what summer workouts were for. That's what spring ball and fall camp is going to be for, just build chemistry, get guys to learn how to communicate, get the call, line up, and go.
Man, I am so glad you said communication, because, you know, when you don't communicate, mental mistakes happen, man. If everybody, you got motion, and all of a sudden some dude's open in the middle of the field, guys got to talk. And what do? Some guys just aren't talkers. Some guys just want to focus on what they're doing. But you do need guys out there that will yap it up and make sure everybody's in the right position before that snap.
I feel like this offseason, Coach Heatherman has been emphasizing communication. So we make sure we don't put ourselves in that position. And that's just pre-alerting emotions, just seeing things before they actually happen, so that when they do happen, you know exactly what to do. And that's what I feel like guys are most confident in, and just knowing when one team does something, we know what to check to, or we know, like, the play to go to. So I feel like this offseason we emphasize that a lot in our walkthroughs and spring ball. Can't wait to show up.
Yeah, no, listen, that sounds great. Hey, Wesley, so I got to tell you, man, I'm a Friday night trash pal guy. And through the years, Central and Northwestern is as good as it gets, man. Usually mom went to one school, dad went to the other, grandparents went one place, your aunt, your uncle. How much fun is that game to play in once, sometimes twice a year?
Man, I don't even have an answer. It's an amazing feeling just looking up and seeing the crowd, the stands on both sides of the field. It's a lot of smoke in the air. It's just it's a crazy feeling, man. And you under the lights for real. Friday night lights, baby.
Yeah. I got jealous, man. I got to tell you. And then you look at all the guys that are getting recruited on both schools and everything else. Yeah, that place is just absolutely amazing. So fellas, you open with Notre Dame. Have you teased yourself and taken a look at some of the tapes at that big, strong offensive line that, and you know they're going to try to pound you? Have you had a chance to look at some of it yet?
Well, as a D-line, we've watched a little bit of film. We've watched the playoff game, but the main focus is really fall camp, just playing the best football we can, practicing, and just progressing as a team, as a defense especially, and to prepare for that game. But I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Just piggybacking off what Akeem said, fall camp, we're focusing on fall camp, trying to build our team's identity. You know, Notre Dame game will come eventually, but right now we gotta find ourselves and find what we're good at, and you know what I'm saying? So, can't wait.
I love it, man. I do. You guys, one day at a time, man. I just absolutely love it. So, I got to ask you, it looks like we've got, just being out there for spring, got some guys that can really pass rush. Got some guys and some babies that are growing, and you can see them using their hands better and all the things you guys are doing. You see this team potentially blitzing a lot or being able to just get there with four and maybe sometimes five? Or is it more about mixing it up? What do you think Coach Heatherman likes to do or will do this year?
Well, Coach Heatherman is a very smart DC, and obviously week by week he's going to build a game plan for us. So it's definitely going to be different every week. We're unsure about what it's going to look like, but we do know Heatherman is an aggressive person, and he trusts us to get after her, so we'll just have to see.
Hey guys, I got to ask you, you go off and you win 10 straight games, and then you end up losing your last three, I think, or ends up 10-3, so come up just a little bit short and leave it up to the committee, and they leave you just outside. Even hungrier because of the way that thing ended last year for guys who were around here?
Yeah.
Most definitely. We feel like last season is in the past. We got our eyes on 2025. Just looking forward to winning and taking every game a game at a time and winning every game a game at a time. But we're not looking back in the past. We're looking forward to 2025.
Well, listen, it's going to be fun. I love your attitude. Akeem and Wesley, thank you guys. I really appreciate you guys coming on, spending some time with us, and can't wait. See you guys put those pads on out practicing here pretty soon. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Akeem Mezidor and Wesley Bassaint, defensive end and linebacker for the University of Miami. And a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff here this morning that we've had a chance to talk to these guys about. We've got a lot of stuff still ahead. A lot of stuff as the Miami Dolphins on top of the ACC kickoff going on right now. But also, the Miami Dolphins veterans will be reporting today and on the field tomorrow, as we've got a lot of stuff to get to. But here, man, I'm really, like most people, excited to see what it's going to look like for the Miami Hurricanes, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but really across the board. And is the defense going to be overall a lot better, the front seven as well as the backside? And then offensively, can you throw it? Can you run it and stay healthy and all the other things? So I want to thank all those guys for joining us this morning and talking as they get ready now to hit the rest of the ACC media and get into everything. But I want to tell those guys thank you very, very much for being with us there and spending a little bit of time. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, man, we're just getting started. Got another hour with you this morning, but I do want to take a moment to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Man, I'm just telling you right now, still getting ready to take that summer vacation. Yeah, you still got some time. Why, football practice going on, you got time to get that practice before you get back and the game start up. I just want to know if you're looking for that new SUV, the big boy, like a Suburban or a Tahoe, to the midsize, like an all-new Equinox or the electric Equinox, to a 25 Traverse. Boy, I'll tell you what, there's some things that you'll know you're in a Chevy SUV when you look at the amount of space that you get. And on top of that, a great look that you're going to love right over to Legendary Silverado Trucks. It's like they've made a custom truck perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's full-time working truck, we got four strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. It really is the hardest working bed in the business. Ready to conquer all your jobs, 6, 7 days a week, doesn't matter. You can count on a Silverado truck. But I also want to let you know, when it comes to our SUV family, man, we've got something for the whole family to really enjoy that summer vacation, especially when you're going to stay away from that airport because you don't feel like that. You want to stay close and enjoy your summer vacation. You got to take a test drive. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida for you to stop in there, take a test drive, and fall in love before that summer vacation at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.